From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says it's time for a new era of cooperation, not confrontation, with China on issues such as shoring up the economy and limiting the spread of nuclear weapons. Mr. Obama was speaking at the start of a two-day conference with Chinese leaders in Washington. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says he has no illusions that the U.S. and China will see eye to eye on every issue. But in opening remarks to a strategic and economic dialogue in Washington, he said the world will be better off if the two countries work together. Mr. Obama said China could encourage a global economic recovery by buying more. Last year, the U.S. trade deficit with China topped $268 billion.
As Americans save more and Chinese are able to spend more, we can put growth on a more sustainable foundation. Because just as China has benefited from substantial investment and profitable exports, China can also be an enormous market for American goods.
The president also urged China to join the U.S. in pursuing cleaner forms of energy and to ensure human rights for ethnic and religious minorities. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the administration's offer to enter into talks with Iran about that country's nuclear program is not open-ended, and he added that the U.S. will seek much stronger U.N. sanctions should Iran reject the overture. Gates tried to downplay differences between the U.S. and Israel over the issue of Iran's nuclear program.
I think we are in full agreement on the negative consequences of Iran obtaining this kind of a capability. I think we are also agreed that it is important to take every opportunity to try and persuade the Iranians to reconsider what is actually in their own security interest.
Gates was speaking at a joint news conference in Jerusalem after meeting with his Israeli counterpart, Ehud Barak. Barak said he did not agree with President Obama's efforts to engage Iran diplomatically. The House is expected to pass legislation today that would give money and benefits to relatives who take care of troops who were seriously wounded in Iraq or Afghanistan. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has the story.
If members of Congress met a mother named Nalita Bagley, they might fight it hard to vote against this bill. Bagley's son lost part of his brain when someone threw a hand grenade inside his Humvee about 3 years ago in Iraq. And ever since then, he hasn't been able to walk or feed himself or say more than a few words. So his mother quit her job, and since then, she's been taking care of her son almost around the clock. And the government has given her nothing to do it. She's sinking in debt. But if Congress passes the bill, family members like Bagley could get a monthly salary, and they could get health insurance and counseling, too. This bill is expected to pass the full Congress without much trouble. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 29 points. This is NPR News from Washington. On the eve of the Senate Judiciary Committee's vote on whether to confirm Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, the panel's ranking Republican says he will vote against her. In an opinion piece in USA Today, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions said Sotomayor had tried to rebrand her judicial approach during her confirmation hearings, but he said a number of her decisions have reflected what he called liberal political thought. Given the Democratic majority in the Senate, Sotomayor's confirmation is considered a virtual certainty, and it's likely to occur by next week. A jury in Florida has ruled that a hospital acted reasonably when it flew an illegal immigrant patient back to his homeland, even though his family objected. The hospital said it was just following a court order and that the man wanted to be sent back. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the story.
Like millions of others, Luis Jimenez came to the U.S. to work as a day laborer. But in 2000, a drunk driver smashed into his car, leaving him a paraplegic with the mental capacity of a child. A South Florida hospital spent more than $1.5 million caring for Jimenez over 3 years. Hospitals that receive public money are supposed to provide a valid discharge plan for patients. But because Jimenez had no legal status and no insurance, the hospital could find no one to care for him long term. So in 2003, the hospital quietly flew Jimenez back to his native Guatemala. Jimenez's family sued, seeking the estimated lifetime cost of his care in Guatemala. The jury decision denying their claims could set precedent. Health experts say more and more hospitals are facing similar dilemmas. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Sales of new homes jumped sharply in June, up 11%, but the median price of homes sold declined nearly 6%. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.